recordings that I would say are not so much in the Bunk Johnson style as loosely inspired by Bunk Johnson and the New Orleans jazz revival. The traditional tune Sing On, Brit trumpeter Ken Collier's Jazzmen from his first LP in 1954, clarinetist Acker Bilk very much in the George Lewis style, and likewise playing Lewis-style clarinet, Alan Stewart Koningsberg, better known to you and I as Woody Allen, with the New York Jazz Ensemble under the direction of banjo player Eddie Davis, released in the early 1990s as The Bunk Project. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing classic blues and hot jazz, old and new. Thanks for joining me. I'm Dave Redlauer, exploring the rediscovery of Bunk Johnson with the late Harold Draub. And in this next set, we'll hear Bunk Johnson recorded live at the Stuyvesant Casino in New York as his popularity was reaching its zenith, and probably the very same week in 1946 that Harold Draub first heard him.
In the fall of 1945, Gene Williams and Bill Russell brought Bunk to New York for the first engagement at the Stuyvesant Casino. It became quite a thing, the romantic aspect of this phoenix that had arisen from the ashes. You know, the trumpet player who had wound up in the rice fields and whatever else, got a tremendous amount of publicity. It was written up in the New Yorker and Vogue and Mademoiselle and the New York Times and Ebony, in all the magazines at the time. And it became an in thing to do. A lot of junior leaguers were coming down to the Stuyvesant Casino. It did get a lot of attention. I arrived back from the war. I was discharged from the service on the 8th of January in 1946. And that's when I first heard Bunk play. They played Snag It. And when they came off the stand, I heard Albert say to Bunk, "You know, I played with King Oliver when he recorded that tune, and I've never heard it played better than you just played it now," which was just a thrilling thing to hear. And then I went back to the bar, and here was Bunk was talking to a couple of fans, and he was describing how somewhere around 1930 or thereabouts, he was supposed to join King Oliver's band. He'd always arrive after Oliver had moved on to his next place, and he never did catch up with them. But can you imagine, here is Bunk Johnson talking about King Oliver. And that really was my first experience of talking with him and seeing him and hearing him play.
That must have been quite a thrill.
It was an extremely exciting moment.
Thank you.
There was a nice thing about the atmosphere of the Stuyvesant Casino. It was a big hall that was used for weddings and dances and things like that. It was, I don't know if you know about it at all. It was on the Lower East Side. And it was a big building that had a lot of meeting rooms. And it actually had two dance halls. On weekdays, they played in the smaller hall. On the weekend, they went up on Friday and Saturday, went into the larger hall. It was a nice big room, and it had a nice atmosphere to it. And it was the first place that I knew of where they charged an admission. You came in, you paid your dollar, and nobody bothered you. You could sit down there. If you wanted, there was a beer and wine bar. You could go and get yourself beer and wine. There were waiters that wandered around, but nobody pressured you to buy anything.
This is the Stuyvesant Casino in New York, where Bunk Johnson's New Orleans band is recording for V-Discs. We'll be right back.
Got to See Your Mama Every Night, Bunk in a 1946 trio recording with pianist Don Ewell. And live at Stuyvesant Casino in January 1946, Snag It and I Can't Escape From You. Here's one more recording of Bunk Johnson with Sidney Bechet, Sidney's original tune, Days Beyond Recall. When Rediscovering Bunk Johnson continues next time, we'll hear Harold Drobb explain how he made the recordings that ended up being Johnson's last, and investigate in depth the question of Johnson's role in early New Orleans jazz and controversial claim to have played with the legendary first trumpeter of jazz, Buddy Bolden. Jazz Rhythms produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound restoration and archiving services. And at the Jazz Rhythm website, you can send me questions or requests for playlists, explore the World Wide Web of jazz sites online, and learn more about early jazz at jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.